forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat
and Pat.
Hey.
Oh.
It's Cuckoo La Choo Choo
and piss poop Regan. I actually hate that kind of humor. Like, that's like coming back in vogue.
Look at me, it's my least favorite thing in the world.
It's like coming back in vogue where it's not even like, it's just like, no, it's just like saying things that aren't even really words. Like,
I also don't like boobs. I don't like saying boobs. What do you say?
I don't mind saying boobs.
You say boobs?
Breasts.
Hot.
Breast is funny. Bosom is funny.
I had a dream.
Bust is funny.
I was having a threesome.
Really?
Yeah.
With who?
With my lover and an unidentifiable woman.
Interesting.
Okay, so we're here with our guest. Put your
ears.
Do we already do this?
We do it always like.
We never know. We never know.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. She's here. She's now. She's never. She's forever. She's why. She's wild. She's heaven. She's hell. Like, put your ears open for Jeanette Wall. What's up, babe?
Hey, girl.
Hi.
What's welcome. Your deal? How are you feeling?
Insane.
Go on.
I went to bed at 7:30 last night.
Oh my god.
Fun?
I was. Depressed.
Oh no.
But it's okay. I canceled all my plans except this.
Oh my god.
So I can memorialize the state of mind.
I'm so honored.
But you went to bed at 7:30.
Two of my favorite people.
7:30 at night?
Yeah.
That's
incredible. Oh. I'm sorry. I thought you meant you stayed up all night partying because in the winter at 7:30 a.m.
No.
How funny is it? And how deeply does it speak to our personalities? You hear 7:30 and you're like, okay, early night, and I think party night.
Yeah.
I mean, how wild is that, Jeanette Wall?
It's the paradigm.
So you are depressed. I have been very depressed as well.
Well,
but when did you wake up? How many hours? We talked. I have a huge boner right now.
Finally. Okay. I woke up at 3 a.m. and I had this moment watching the trailers before Veep. Season 2, where they were advertising the new Jillian Bell show or movie, something.
Jillian Bell?
Yeah. What is her show?
Is she Drake Bell or is she Kristen Bell?
No, she's the girl.
She's both.
I mean, who's she related to?
She's on Neither. Workaholics.
Oh, I love that girl.
Yeah, she's really funny.
I literally love her.
Yeah, what's her new show?
It's called Rachel Runs a Marathon.
Oh,
and
wait, is it same
or
as Britney?
Britney
runs
a movie on Amazon
Rachel?
Prime.
Britney?
So I auditioned for that movie and didn't get in that movie.
Wow, sorry.
No. It wasn't meant to be.
But you supported it, so let's hear your defense.
I didn't watch it. I watched the trailer for it. And it was like, I'm going to finally take responsibility for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I need to do that.
Do you feel that way?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like I need to like learn how to do my taxes.
Me too.
Oh, I mean, I just had three phone calls with an accountant. And I don't know what the hell any of them were saying.
But how do you even get an accountant? What do you do?
You ask your my parents to call them for you, and then you all get on the phone together.
Oh my god.
That's always my method.
Stay tuned after the show for Catherine's parents' phone number.
I'm lucky that my parents are so business that they can like help.
How much does an accountant cost?
Like $400.
Are you serious? At that point, it's like accountant. Take into account your salary that I'm paying, your kids' college fund.
The salary is just, you just have to pay for one of your accountant's kids to go to college, and then they'll do your taxes
forever.
So,
for life.
Are you depressed because of season or because of something specific?
No, I think it's just my brain.
We should tell listeners that we have the same therapist.
Oh well.
Oh, really?
This whole episode is dedicated to the multiple therapists that Catherine and I shared.
Oh, yeah, we had two of us.
Oh, my God.
But really, it's dedicated to Anna. And I told her I was going to be on the show.
Is that coincidence? Does your therapist listen? I cannot tell if
she doesn't. She told me she wouldn't even watch my my TV show if I had one.
See, my therapist, I feel like, doesn't ask enough questions about my career where I'm like, you must be a fan.
Mine doesn't ask any single
if he asked any questions, I'd be like, he's definitely a fan.
Does she ask you questions about your career? She doesn't really talk to me.
Oh no. Well, she doesn't ask me questions about like specific. She just asks me to repeat names so she can keep track of all the assholes in my life.
She is really good at it, actually.
Yeah. And she does lots of callbacks. It's really nice.
My therapist doesn't really he always remembers different things that I than I think he should.
I'll like pass what? That along.
Like, he'll remember
I'll call
something,
my parents and have
like,
them call him and tell him that.
He'll suddenly remember something that I said like 4 weeks ago, and I'm like, oh, I hope you aren't like paying too much attention to that. Like that, but it didn't even matter. You should be focusing on
mine's,
which of my friends.
Mine's a ding dong addicted to being like, and then is there any moment in your childhood that happened like that? And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Okay, girl. Freud.
Yeah. I hate when you can see them doing their
ultimately,
work.
She's Freud.
It's like, don't show your work.
But she
therapist.
Gets real sometimes, and she'll like talk about, she'll get into it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I'm obsessed with her.
How did she feel about you doing the show?
She was supportive. Okay. She was like, I'm not going to listen to it. But,
of course not. I feel like she loves our friendship.
Yeah, she's obsessed.
He did it.
Does she know about me?
Yeah, actually.
Does she?
She definitely knows about you. I talk about you all the time.
Yeah.
Did she say anything about me to you, Jeanette?
She's never said anything about you, but I know she loves you.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I hope she loves me.
Honestly, do you want a referral?
Maybe.
I mean, I love her.
My therapist said I'm not allowed to cancel
She's
tomorrow.
She's kind of expensive.
Okay. My therapist said I'm not allowed to cancel tomorrow or else I won't be able to go there anymore.
Yeah, you should go.
Yeah, I'm going to go. That's my 4
okay,
o'clock.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't want to fight with you.
I didn't want to fight with you either.
Jeanette.
Calm down.
How has she changed your life?
Well, I think it's been a little over a year since I started seeing her.
Mm-hmm.
Our previous therapist was insane.
Wait, did you guys both go? You had a Jerry Maguire walkout where you took the goldfish and the two of you left your therapy office and went straight to another one?
Yeah.
And you're like, show me.
Well,
money.
She left and was like, I have this new good one. I can refer you. And I was like, oh, great.
And the therapist is Cuba Gooding Jr., new therapist.
Yeah.
Who was recently canceled, I believe.
Really? He was?
I believe that person was canceled.
Cuba Good.
He was in Snow Dogs. That's
he
all I know.
He was also in, remember that movie with Beyonce?
Fighting Temptations.
Yeah. And then so it.
I didn't either.
Jeanette's seen like everything though.
It's there anything about Beyonce like being in Austin Powers?
Oh.
That was recently playing when I was at a nail salon.
Oh, really?
Incredible. Okay, Austin Powers 2, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Mm-hmm.
Not the film that she's in, but it is the best film ever.
Is that
made.
The one with fembots?
That's Heather Graham.
Well, there's fembots in all of them, I think.
Those movies were really defined our generation.
Yeah. I remember seeing an interview with Mike Myers, and I remember seeing him say, I only want to make a third Austin Powers movie if I knew we could make it incredible. I remember as like a 14-year-old being like, that's so dumb that you just said that.
Because unfortunately, you really just set yourself up for failure with that one.
But when you see the first Austin Powers movie as a kid, you really think it's the funniest thing in the world. Do you think that?
He pees for so long. That's the part I remember.
Wait. Oh my God, yeah.
When
they
unfreeze his ass.
Yeah.
And that's
you
a
think
good
that's
joke.
So funny. And you think it's so funny when it's Happy Gilmore too.
You think it's so funny.
You only think it's so funny when it's Happy Gilmore when you're 9.
Yeah, you always think that's so funny.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like Happy Gilmore when you were 9?
No.
Did you watch it at the sleepover at the Horrors? Because I did.
No.
The Horrors?
The Horrors. John and Karen Har.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. As kids, we had co-ed sleepovers.
Really?
That's so nice.
Yeah, as young kids, because we weren't interested in sex.
Hmm. When did you become interested in sex, both of you?
I became interested in sex probably like 8th, 9th grade. Kind of a classic time. I'm like so normal that way.
I think I became interested in sex, but not interested in having it at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
Like probably 8 or 9, like when it, like watching Friends or Will and Grace or something.
Mm.
Or
7.
Seven.
We like the part. We like the episode of Friends.
Like, one, two, three, four, five, six, four, six, five, seven, 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 seven.
And then her last one's, she mouths it. And puts
oh, that's
the numbers.
Great comedic choice.
We're talking about an episode of actually Friends.
You're set 8 or 9.
I don't remember. I've blocked it all out.
And then when did you become interested in sex? I just said.
Yeah. When did you become interested in you having sex? When did you think that this might be something I can enjoy?
Probably senior year of high school.
Hot.
But I didn't.
When did you LUV?
When I was 18.
Oh, perfect.
Very sexy stage.
Yeah, freshman year of college.
Oh, perfect. Where did you go?
Where did I go to lose it?
To college. Oh my
Jeanette,
God.
Don't be crazy.
Don't be bawdy on our podcast.
I went to Ohio to lose it. I went to Syracuse University.
Oh, cool.
That's why I'm wearing orange and blue.
Oh my God. Help. Paige Stoner is a runner there who just had a really good outdoor season.
Do you guys know that I had the urge to French kiss when I was 5?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh my god,
I definitely did that.
I wanted tongues in my mouth at age 5.
Yeah, Evan Ogden.
Oh my god, hot.
Yeah,
I didn't want tongue in my mouth at Shout age out. 5.
Now, Jeanette, I think we just get right into it. Who the hell were you? Who the fuck are you? And who the crack do you want to be?
Who the crack?
Crap.
Well, I think I'm famously the least famous person that's been on the show.
That is surely a lie.
You're my coolest friend. Your music.
You are a music producer.
Rock and roll.
But who were you and how'd you get there?
I knew this was coming.
Yeah?
I am...
You're 18 years old.
I just decided that I wanted to have sex.
When did you get into the music stuff and when did you start your zine that started it all?
I started working in music as a teenager.
In high school?
Yeah.
What?
Were you cool in high school?
No.
I was
on MySpace.
Were you in the mailroom working your way up?
No. Well, in a way, actually, yes. But the mailroom was my basement. And I was totally in love with this kid who went to my high school. And we were in a band together.
Oh,
and the
God.
Band broke up.
What year?
2000.
No. Freshman, sophomore, junior, freshman. Year. Okay.
How did you have the confidence to be in a band in high school?
Well, I thought that's how boys would like me. But
You're
turns out,
wrong.
No.
So when were you in your first band?
Eighth grade.
And in eighth grade, who was your favorite musician? Like, who were you trying to be?
Probably Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
Totally, Avril Lavigne.
So you're in your first band.
Me too. I love Avril.
I admire you because I always wanted to be in a band and I was too nervous and uncool and I didn't know what to do. So I just literally never did it.
Yeah. I told a bunch of boys that I thought were cute that I played bass.
And did you play bass?
No.
Oh my God.
And then I went home and I was like, hey, can I have an advance on my allowance so I can buy a bass guitar?
Hot.
And did you get the advance?
I did.
Rock in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Sad.
Oh, man.
Shouldn't know she was coming in for that.
I was in eighth grade when Complicated came out. And I'll never forget my eighth grade graduation party. Eighth grade graduation party. I was at a Kevin Martin's house pool party. And some of the girls were like, because like, you know, in high school, it's like in middle school, it's like no one's even like popular or not popular.
No.
Just like you're the ones who are like everyone had like kind of the same amount of friends, but the ones who like had blonde hair were like friends with each other and like.
Or like certain bracelets
were, like, the
or something.
Ones. Yeah. And then like, if you had brown hair, then you were kind of like.
You were fucked.
Yeah. And then.
That wasn't the case for me, but yeah, that wasn't my personal experience.
That was my
personal.
Oh my God. Yeah.
A blonde person.
Essentially, they were just like saying the brown hair girls were just like talking about how everyone was posers. And I was like, what's that? And they were like, it's from Avril Lavigne's discography. Mm-hmm. It's a concept of Avril Lavigne's discography.
L.A. Reid invented being a poser.
That's true.
But
life's like this.
You sounded
what
so hot.
For. Laid back. It's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you will see somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool. You look like a fool to me.
Tell me.
Yes.
Oh, do you ever sing?
Yes, she sings.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have an album together.
Musician.
That's
true.
My claim to fame.
So wait, so then you're in this band in eighth grade with these boys. What happens? And what's the band called?
The Method.
That's actually amazing.
The Method?
Yeah, because, well, I...
It's like self-help.
Yeah, Seek Treatment.
Okay,
that was our first album.
Patrick, bless
you. I know, I'm sorry.
Bless you.
There's nothing correct to say when someone coughs besides, are you okay? Sorry. Do you need water? It's like, we need a God bless you that isn't like passive aggressive for coughing.
You're so good looking.
Thank you.
That's from Seinfeld.
Oh,
you say it when someone coughs?
Yeah, or whenever.
Don't remember that.
And they're like, God, they say that exact thing. They're like, God bless you. That's not a thing I want to say. Mm-hmm. Let's say something else.
Oh, yeah.
And then they say, you're so good looking.
That's true.
That show is about nothing.
Can you imagine?
They would take the smallest things and blow
Shut
it out into
up.
A full episode that was ultimately a Harold.
Shut the fuck
up. It was ultimately Harold form. Yeah.
So then the Method breaks up.
And then I started helping, the lead singer of the band, Chase Coy.
Chase Coy?
Such a hot name.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Where is he now?
I don't know.
I'm gonna Instagram him.
Yeah, he exists.
He's coy.
He was not allowed to have a MySpace. His parents were very conservative and Christian, and not that that equates to anything that I'm talking about, but they were not into him having a MySpace account.
Is there any chance this is the Chase Coy you're talking about?
Yeah.
This is the real Chase Coy? Oh my God.
The real Chase Coy.
Okay, musician / band, new music soon. Check out my production.
Please don't.
Oh my God.
Okay. Oh no. Please
don't. Followed by Miscreant. Okay, yo. Yeah. Miscreant.
Oh. Then what happened?
Well, basically, I helped run his MySpace, and I started messaging every girl who liked a similar artist to him on MySpace, and got him to be the number one unsigned artist on MySpace.
Are you kidding me?
And I was getting emails to my coffeegal12@yahoo.com email address.
Shut
from
the
like
fuck
coffee gal,
up.
Coffee gal, gal 12. 12.
Coffee gal 12 is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Coffee gal
12. I mean, Jeanette.
Yeah.
That's art.
Easter egg. That is so, I mean, it's so rom-com. It's,
yeah, listen, I just really loved coffee as a teenager.
Were you one of those teenagers that was like, yeah, I drink coffee?
Yeah, but it was like a mocha. It was like a decaf mocha.
Yeah. Oh my God,
I would drink
mocha?
White chocolate mochas. Obviously.
My death row meal, I'm literally being absolutely executed for whatever the hell I get myself into. They say, randomly, even though you're a terrible person, we're going to give you an amazing meal before we actually murder you, because that's society. And they say, what do you want? Anything? I go, venti mocha frap. I go, random mochi wrap, not even a whip. It's not about that for me. I just don't like whip.
No whip?
I don't even really like whip. But maybe.
A whip on the side?
I'll never forget.
Fuck,
there was a girl named
whip.
Kelly Reinhardt, who was my locker buddy, who
obviously
was really hot. And she was always hanging out with a different guy, and she always had a bubble top frap in her locker.
I love that.
And she would be sipping it, and then the guy would take it when they were making out, and they would, you know how you have that urge when you have a frap with whip to like mix the straw, mm-hmm. like mix it? She would start mixing it, and she'd be like, oh my God, stop, I hate when it gets mixed with a whip. And that's in my pilot script, actually. A girl says that.
I hate when it gets mixed with the whip. I feel like Kelly's married to Chase Coy now.
Yeah. I feel like that's
that girl in that photo.
I keep thinking about chocolate drizz.
Oh, yeah.
You know when there's bubble top with chocolate drizz?
Yeah, and it gets stuck to the top.
Oh my God, such a good point.
And then you can lick it.
But I don't like that, actually.
Back to Coffee Gal 12.
Yeah.
Oh, I was answering emails from like record executives.
Oh my God.
And you are such a girl boss.
Yeah.
I didn't
love.
Hashtag.
Wait, how old are you? Freshman? Sophomore?
Then I was a sophomore and maybe a junior in high school.
That's so fucking cool.
And did you
cool.
Have feelings toward Chase?
Obviously.
Okay.
Why else would she make his career?
He was totally... My whole career is based off of being manipulated by people I'm in love with to do shit for them. And then I make them famous and then they turn terrible.
Oh my God. Is Chase Coy, like, did he make it?
He was signed. He had a song with Kobe Calais.
Oh my God.
And it's
this is an amazing story.
And yeah. Because my nose. And
that's the one.
No. He's on.
No. Not that song.
That's Kobe.
It was a different song.
I like her one that was like, I've been awake for a while now.
Oh, yeah. That's the same one, I think.
Oh.
I'm a little baby
okay, wait,
child now.
There's another one that I like.
And my toes and a wrinkle my nose.
She has another song that I do like.
Yeah.
But if I...
There's a few.
What happened to her?
She's rich.
Is she?
I bet.
Is she one of those people who got famous from her songs and like went on to write other people's songs and continued to be rich but no longer famous?
No.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't know.
There's two kinds of people. People that get famous and you find out they already have written everyone's songs already and they just like randomly decide to do themselves. And then there's the kind of person that gets famous first and then just writes songs for other people and makes a lot of money but like isn't famous himself that much anymore. That was kind of Kenny Burris before she got on.
Just a little cold.
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
So then you sign Chase and then what happens?
Well, we had hid this from both of our parents that I had this...
That you liked coffee.
Yeah. They didn't know and they were pissed.
Coffee freak.
I was mailing, I was taking mail orders to my home address for his CDs and signing them for him.
Oh my God.
And like someone would send me $7 in the mail and then I would mail a CD back that was burned.
Oh
I would burn
my God.
A CD.
This is so crazy.
And I hid, and I did this for 2 years, and I sent like hundreds of CDs out.
Were you like making a lot of money?
I think no, but I had a lot of cash.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of ones and fives.
Uh-huh.
And then I, my mother came home early one day and got the mail before I did, because that was kind of my thing. I was a little bit of a latchkey kid.
Uh-huh.
And I would always run to get the mail so they didn't find out. And one time my mom got the mail before I did, and there was a bunch of quarters that like fell out. Somebody had mailed quarters. Like,
oh, God.
Like a fool.
Yeah.
And she was like, what the fuck is going on? And then I had to like unveil like this entire, like, I had this like whole stack of envelopes and like blank CDs under my bed. And I had to be like, oh, I'm doing this.
You're running a business.
And she was like, okay, well, I have to tell his mom. And I was like, oh, no, don't do that.
Wait, where did he grow up
again? Was she mad, though? Because it's kind of just cool.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think they were mad. My mom definitely wasn't mad. I think my parents thought it was hilarious. But
it is amazing.
But, yeah, so then they got a real manager lawyer who I actually met again recently. And he was like, I've always thought about you as, like, this sort of wunderkind, and I knew you were.
You are.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, not anymore.
Yeah, you are.
Wait, so Chase still. Chase Coy and Co. signed with like someone, like a different manager then?
Yeah.
Are you kind of mad then?
I think I was hurt. I didn't really get any money from it. And that sucks. I did all of the work except for making the music, which, but you know.
That's crazy.
It's an interesting thing that I did.
But did that teach you that's you really wanted to go into that industry?
I don't think I even really still knew what it was, but I knew I wanted to be like Chuck Klosterman or something.
Wait, isn't he an author?
Yeah, but he was a music writer, and I wanted to
Death, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs. Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs.
Same difference.
And Eating the Dinosaur.
Yeah.
But they weren't really about music. They were about The Sims.
Yeah, which I also loved.
Also about Real World. Yeah. Oh, okay. We have a Sims girl in the house.
No, she still plays.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Yeah, I played before I came.
Can I play on my... How do you play a game now on your computer now that CDs are obsolete?
It's online.
Yeah, well, okay. you get it.
You want to play?
You download it. It's
over
well,
Christmas.
The last thing I need in the world, I know, is to play
such
over Christmas.
It's such a time suck. I don't recommend it.
Really?
We can have the thrill of getting the caramel yogurt from the fridge.
Yeah.
And sitting down.
Wait, do you know what I saw on the internet the other day?
What?
It was, you know the things where it's like the list things, like boys and sex and fucking dating? Like there are the t-shirts where it's a list and then it has end.
Mm-hmm.
And, there was one that was Bella and Mortimer and it was the goth family.
That's so funny.
Wait,
so then I want to know, so then you go to college and you're like, I'm going to work in music, or then you're still playing it? I want to know about your history.
Yeah, so I applied to a bunch of schools. My mom was a college professor, so I applied to basically schools that I could get free tuition or half off tuition.
Amazing.
Because of her. So there was
because your mom was what? I'm sorry.
A professor at University of Indianapolis.
Oh, cool.
So I got like it was like hooked up.
So how did that hook you up to Syracuse?
Because it's a sister school.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, random. My goal in life is just to marry anyone who even like remotely works at a university. So if and when I adopt like 5 children, they're all gonna go to college for free. Like even if you're a janitor, your kids go to school for free.
Yeah, I want to work at a college only because I like quads.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, and quads like you.
Thank you.
That's what I hear.
Interesting. So what about what? And then so was your whole kind of high school kind of businessy then?
I mean,
you were like you were pining for Chase
Coy.
Yeah. Chase Coy. He and was about to sell out and go big time.
Yeah, totally.
And he fucked Colby Calais.
Yeah.
Probably when he was 17.
Huh? Colby Calais is cheer captain. You're in the bleachers.
And and I have big fake glasses on.
Everyone who comes on this podcast is in the bleachers.
Is in the bleachers, yeah.
No one who's cheer captain comes on this podcast.
Can you? And that's why you won't see Colby here.
No, in the bleachers. No. Even ex-Tina Aguilera.
Yeah, it was in the bleachers.
She was a future guest of the pod.
Brittany's cheer captain. Christina's in the bleachers.
We should start referring to people as future guests of the pod.
Yeah. Christina Aguilera.
Future guest of the pod, Christina Aguilera.
And Taylor Swift.
She was under the bleachers.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I found out about this program that was like a music industry program. And it was like, you can take classes in Beatles publishing. And I was like, sure, I don't know. I don't care. I hate everything. And I'm 17. And but I ended up, you know, meeting with the person who ran the program. And they were kind of like, what is your experience in music? And I told them the story about selling CDs under my bed. And they were like, okay, you can be in this program.
Absolutely. Like, you're insane. Begging for you. Yeah, yeah, that's so impressive.
It's like, you're clearly so lost. But yeah. So
you're like, quarters? Quarters?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, fuck you. Don't give me quarters. Anyway. Yeah. So I, you know, I learned about, you know, lots of different jobs in the music industry, and I never really knew exactly what I wanted to do, but I dipped my toes in lots of ways, and I felt like the best way to do that was just making a label myself. And I started a label in college called Miscreant, and I had a little zine that I made, forced all of my friends to write for,
so
and was
cool.
Like,
wait, can I, you have a zine now?
No, I ended it, but it was like, it was a labor of love. It was
super popular.
Was
What
is the name of it?
Miscreant. It was called The Miscreant.
Oh, and what is your exact job right now as we sit here in the studio?
I am the U.S. label manager for City Slang Records.
Oh my
so
god,
I
so
run,
hot.
Yeah,
I run everything that happens with for that label in the U.S.
Who are some of their people?
There's, well, the label started 30 years ago, and Christoph put out a bunch of records, my boss, for Hole and Superchunk and Pavement.
Oh, I remember Hole.
Yeah.
I remember Hole.
I love Pavement.
It's a good...
Sorry.
It's a good vibe.
Is it like rock?
Yeah. And cool. Like electronic. So right now, we have a new Caribou record. And I just put on my music industry voice. there's an artist called Sin Kane that I work with that I love. He's based in New York.
What do you think of the portrayal of the music biz via Audrina from the Hills? I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
It is?
It's dead on.
Really?
Wait,
no,
what happened?
No, Audrina just works. She sits at a desk that's like in a label, and she just like sits there and like...
Doesn't she work for like Sony or something?
She's like, hey, I gotta go to this show tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna check out this new artist.
I mean, that's kind of what I do, but...
What was your first music job in New York?
I worked... I'm trying to think of... my first music job ever was writing for addictinggames.com.
Oh, my God, I love that game place.
I wrote for the blog about music, and by that I mean I wrote, like, 10 blog posts about the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack.
Oh my god.
I loved addictinggames.com.
Me too. I loved Bubble Shooter.
Bubble Shooters, yes.
And Dolphin Olympics.
Was that the one with balloons?
Yeah.
Balloons was an amazing game about a monkey trying to pop balloons with darts.
It was so good.
That game that ultimately told the story of a monkey trying to pop balloons with darts. Do you ever play? Wait, were you in? How old are you? If you,
I'm 20. I'm 47.
No,
Pat short circuits when he tries to ask someone how old they are. When you sophomore freshman, like,
hey, bro. I am 28 years old.
Oh, so Jetman might have been before your time. Do you remember Jetman?
No,
it swept the nation, or at least my college campus, and it was on Facebook, and I was so good at it and loved it.
What did you do?
You were a jet. You had to try to guide it up and down to avoid things. And the longer you made it, the more points you got.
That's like Dolphin Olympics.
Yeah. There's like a lot of similar games, but this one was fun.
This was a ripoff.
It was like online, though. So you could like see who you're competing. You could challenge people.
Cool.
And everyone in my college started playing it, kind of, or at least everyone on my team. And then as you got better, you got different. At first, you just had to be this jet man who was kind of like a Captain America. No,
was
like
he hot?
Even Evel Knievel type. It was so bad graphics, you couldn't really tell if he was hot.
I mean, you can tell.
But then eventually you got more things you can be, and you could be Jet Witch, and she was on a broomstick.
She was hot.
And I slayed as Jet Witch.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Can we be the Jet people for Halloween?
Yes, I go as Jet Witch. There was Jet Witch. There was Jet Brew, which was a bottle. There was Jet Man. I forgot the other Jet things.
Well, more on the jet things and who the hell Jeanette is now after the break.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.